This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have your have you with me. Seriously, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you hang out, you comment, you whether you're on Facebook or you're on our chat room here on the regular website, doesn't matter. I like watching the comments that you're making each other, how you're working together, talking together, discussing. God forbid we should discuss. I think it's a good thing. I wish more people would discuss. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I wish you would just discuss more. Not be disgusting more, but discuss more. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. So, I like this one. I always get a kick out of this, kind of stuff. I don't even know why this is news, but it's fun, funny, which is why it's news for me. Apparently, Bill and Hillary Clinton haven't spoken for months. Oh, my God, that's so terrible. Maybe not for him, I don't know. But it's just terrible. But, come on, really? Anyway, so the former president threw a manuscript in the trash after Hillary ignored his advice not to publish it. Now, that's according to author Ed Klein, who was there. Bill had red-penned the book in an attempt to improve it. A friend allegedly told the Klein, but flew into a rage when Hillary refused to read any of his notes. Yeah, why waste my time, right? You know, they're again, he didn't want her to publish it because he was afraid of the message it was going to put out there. And guess what? And it is. It does and it is. He hated the title because calling it "What Happened" would only make people say, "You lost." Gee, that happened. He urged her to postpone the publication date and rewrite the book, but she yelled at him and said, now see, I believe this all to be true. The reason is, we've talked to people that worked with them. We had a guy on the show that was actually a Secret Service agent there at the White House when they were in. There's nothing new here. He urged her to postpone the publication date and rewrite the book. She yelled at him and said, the book is finished and that's how it's going to be. Since then, the pair have been speaking through friends and lawyers. Klein's book, the book is All Out War. The Plot to Destroy Trump will be released at the end of October. That's Klein's book. The argument is believed to have taken place over the summer before Hillary took off on tour in order to promote the book. Bill and Hillary were last pictured together toward the end of August while visiting friends in the Hamptons. They've not been seen together since. Now, and Hillary, it's the same shrill going on and on and on when she talks about the book and what happened to her and how bad it was and its misogyny. Nothing, absolutely, she did absolutely nothing wrong. During the tour, she has blamed women, Russians, former FBI directors, a host of other reasons for her loss. She has also not shed away from attacking the now president, describing him as unqualified, even worse than I thought he was going to be. Clinton's most recent... You know, they're all trying to prove that there's something wrong with Donald Trump, that he's sick, there's something wrong between the ears, and all that. Isn't what she doing a sickness? Is it not being able to let go a sickness? She's obsessed with this. And she's obsessed with not taking responsibility. Now, recently she told Stylus magazine of her guilt at losing, saying, "I have a great sense of responsibility for not winning and for letting the people down." Right, because the people didn't step up and help you win or anything. If they wanted you to win by that much, if they wanted you to, if you were supposed to win by this major landslide, why didn't you? I'm just curious. Even more so when you consider who my opponent was, if I had run against someone whom I disagreed with politically but believed was up to the job, of course I'd be disappointed. No, Hillary, you were devastated. I know people locally to me that ran in local races and did what you did, but they got over it. They must have been a little stronger in the mind. Where they disappeared for a couple of weeks, even a couple of months, to get themselves together. And then admitted later on the mistakes they made, the things they didn't do. But not you. You're perfect. Except that you didn't win. But other than that, you're perfect. But being in a position where I ended up losing to someone who I don't think is qualified and ready to be president, she said, that's a real deep personal regret. Bill was previously reported to have blown up at Hillary after her defeat, despite a public show of affection at her concession speech, accusing her of failing to campaign. And I'm sure he told her to. He knows how to win races. According to Ed Klein, who was writing several books on the Clintons, Bill accused Hillary, or her campaign manager, of running a tone-deaf race and ignoring the effect that the flagging economy was having on millions of working-class Americans. That's true. That's true. I mean, look around. Look at what's happening. Look at what was happening. You didn't hear anything they said. And then when you actually said, out of your mouth, when you said you were going to tank / bury, not just tank, you were going to bury the coal industry, and then actually had, I don't know, actually was dumb enough to come back and say, I didn't mean it. It came out wrong. Well, how do we know you wouldn't have said nuke them and then said afterward it came out wrong? I'm Trouble Seeing Your Host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Love horns. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Show us to the real side on GCN Live. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate you being with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I realize that you could be on, you know, a whole bunch or listening to a whole bunch of other shows, and you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate it. Anyway, I got a bunch of stories I want to try to get through, but I know I won't, because I never do. So, Harvey Weinstein, we got to find a better name for him. Like, you know, Harvey the Dog Weinstein or something like that. I went through and grabbed a bunch of titles. You know, a bunch of stories that have hit. and the titles they have for these stories. And this isn't stuff that just cropped up. This isn't like people sitting around going, oh, I remember that guy. Didn't he try to rape so-and-so? Or wasn't he a dog? And didn't he try? No, no, that's not. These people have known this stuff for years. For years, and they didn't turn him in. These are all these social liberal Hollywood Dems who hide everything. And then who was it? Roman Polanski? Is that the one that raped the girl at 13? Raped the girl at 13. They sing his praises. On a regular basis, they try to make it so he can come back to this country. He's scum. He raped somebody's daughter. Look around you, okay? Did you have a daughter at 13? Do you have a niece at 13? How about your best friend's daughter who hangs out with your daughter, 13 years old? Think about it. That piece of dirt raped a 13-year-old girl. And Hollywood, those people that you support big time, yeah, they were good with it. They were okay with it. And they still let him work in Hollywood. They still let him make movies. They still promoted his stuff, didn't they? And they gave him, they're such good moral people that they gave him awards. Even though he was not in town, they gave him awards. Sad. Just sad. Well, apparently, Harvey's wife, first wife, Heather Graham, said that she was aware that he slept with other women. She didn't care. Right? There was one producer who alluded to the fact that she exchanged sex with him for roles. Isn't that prostitution? Same thing, basically? I mean, seriously. Heather Graham said that he wanted to exchange a role for sex. You have Angelina Jolie came forward. Gwyneth Paltrow came forward. Where have these people been? No, I got to ask, where have they been? Matt Damon says, oh, now that I've been caught, he didn't say that, I am. I just feel absolutely sick to my stomach. Right? I mean, think about it. You knew about this, you piece of work, and you didn't say anything? It was a nightmare, Asia Argento, really shocking 1999 Scarlet Diva movie scene. Now, she wrote the scene based on her real-life experience of being raped by Harvey Weinstein. Or excuse me, the alleged rape of Harvey Weinstein. He said he would give me a 3-movie deal, but I had to watch him pleasure himself. This was at the Sundance Festival in 2006. Weinstein is vile, but the silence of Hollywood's women who helped him get away with it is even worse, says Sarah Vine, a writer in Hollywood. You have to admit, this is all true. I mean, think about, turn the tables. This is a political event, because you know exactly if this was different, if this was a conservative. Look at the big deal they made of a legislator, a Republican conservative legislator, who tried to get his girlfriend to have an abortion, when this is the same guy that's put bills on the table with the harshest abortion laws there are, or anti-abortion laws there are. They made a big deal out of him. They wouldn't let that one go. A model who wore police wire caught Weinstein admitting how he groped her breasts and tried to put a hand up her skirt as he desperately tried to lure her into his hotel room. Apparently there wasn't enough drugs at the party to make that happen. Let me see. Lisa Bloom promised Weinstein's accusers would be undermined just 2 days before she quit. Right? She must have been sitting there. And as he was telling her what was going on. Right? She's going, oh, there is no way to win this. This isn't going to happen. Harvey is hiring a new Hollywood lawyer, Patricia Glaser, or Glasser, or Glaser, whatever. Right? How any woman takes this on, I don't know. How can any I don't know how any attorney could, but I guess what I'm saying more so than not is how does a female attorney, knowing what this man did, take this on? Right now he's been accused of raping Italian star Asia Argento and forcing himself on Angelina Jolie. Look at this guy. He's not, look, I'm not the best-looking guy in the barn either, but this guy's terrible. He's accused of forcing himself on Angelina Jolie, Gwyneth Paltrow, Rosanna Arquette, Mira Sorvino. I'm surprised that Mr. Sorvino didn't take care of business, if you know what I mean. You know, seriously, and it's just, and the names just keep coming up. And Hillary, finally today, Hillary condemns her mega donor friend, Harvey Weinstein. Right? You just go through all of these. You go through all these and get a kick out of it. Now, this is not new to Hollywood, right? Joan Collins lost a Cleopatra role, lead role, because she wouldn't have sex with the studio head at the time. Judy Garland was groped, and Shirley Temple flashed at Harvey Weinstein. Allegations are just the latest. I mean, you have to know this has been going on in Hollywood forever. You know, you've heard stories about the casting couch, and you just giggle. I don't know what you're giggling for. Right? Ben Affleck, the self-righteous piece of work known as Ben Affleck, knew, openly admits that he knew what Weinstein was doing since 1997. Are these people guilty as well? Brad Pitt, apparently, when he was a big deal, he went after Harvey at a party or some kind of event. Because at the time he was dating Gwyneth Paltrow. And he had sexually assaulted her. Anyway, I won't hit this again on the way back. When we come back, though, we are going to talk about what the DNC is doing with the money that Harvey gave them. It's almost funny. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Well, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
This is the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. Seriously, don't let me do all the talking. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's Joe at the Real Side. You know, I do a really bad job at promoting myself. I really do. I don't know how to do it. So if anyone of you know how to do it, feel free. But if you head up to the website, there's a dozen ways to make things happen, okay? We have a Patreon button where if I could rename it, I would. I used to call it my PIPs, my politically incorrect posse. I would love it. I may even have badges made up. Maybe I'll do that, okay? I want a politically incorrect posse. I want Joe and his pips, right? I want you out there talking with people, dealing with people, and making sure that they understand that political correctness is killing America. It's killing everyone. I mean, just go look. Go look at some of the stories that we do. Look at the sites that we pull the stories from. They're filled with this craziness, things going on campus. One of the places One of the places we pull from is campus reform. Quick rundown. Right? We've got one college is going to pull, they're going to remove pro-colonialism article. Somebody who had an attitude, an idea, an opinion about colonialism got to pull that because it's very, very, very scary. Now, Amherst students are demanding protection from hurtful ideas. This is what's going on campuses that you're paying good money to send your kids to. I hope to God you're checking these out. GOP lawmakers shouted down by BLM protesters at a Texas Southern University. Texas State's hiring a math professor with social justice commitments. I mean, think about this. This is going on today, right now. Let's see. We're going to do this one. Professor suggests that toxic masculinity was the reason for the Las Vegas massacre, of course. Had to do with masculinity. Could have nothing else. Absolutely nothing else. The Virginia Tech RA. What is that? What is that short for? An RA at a college?
Oh, resident advisor.
A resident advisor is being forced to attend an LGBTQ event or else he can't be a resident advisor. Now, there might be 200 people. I don't know. How many of them are on a dorm floor? 100, 50, 20? Would you guess?
50 to 100.
Okay, 50 to 100. So five people, if you do the real numbers, right? If five people identify in the LGBTQ community, that person probably is taking a class. That RA is taking a class for like $500 to deal with four or five people when he could meet with them in a room and discuss and understand. We wouldn't want to do that, though. Republican posters being vandalized on campus to make them feel unwelcome because they make others feel unwelcome. I'm sorry. Right? In California, at Columbia, BLM and SPLC vow to protest Republican events. This is going on at campuses that you're funding, some with your tax dollars, some through grant money, some because you're sending your kids there. Right? One student, University of LV, Las Vegas, is blaming the Las Vegas massacre and Trump. It's all Trump's fault. Don't you know that? Oh, God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm serious. Just go to campusreform.org. Just go there. That one site alone will bring your heart rate up and cause you to pop a vein at some point in time. So the DNC is now taking a heat for giving Weinstein's money to political groups. Right now, remember, they were going to give us, well, you know what? What they should have done. But since they don't have anybody there with a you know, an IQ number higher than 3, what they should have done was taken all the money that he's given them in the past and given it to a woman abuse program. Right? Seriously, wouldn't that make sense? A battered woman's shelter? Wouldn't that make total sense? Then they would look like the heroes, but they're too stupid to figure that out. They donated the money it received last cycle from film producer Harvey Weinstein to a trio of liberal political groups. The DNC joined nearly a dozen senators on Friday in giving away money it received from Weinstein. He's a mega donor. Right? In the wake of all this garbage for sexual harassment, the DNC itself received about $300,000 from Weinstein over the years. Federal election records show that DNC said it would donate the $30,000 received from him in the last campaign. I guess the other money, covered by some unwritten rule, right? I'd give away the whole $300,000. It's going to give away the $30,000 it received in the last campaign cycle to Emily's List, which supports women Democrat candidates who support abortion rights. Right? Isn't that great? The DNC, it also, let me see, candidates support abortion rights. Emerge America, which recruits and trains Democrat women for office. And Higher Heights, which supports black women running for office. The DNC said it chose these three groups because what we need is more women in power. Not men, but women. Yeah, that sounds like they want the right person for the job, right? It has to be a woman. Right? Some of these groups say it has to be a black woman. Some of these other groups say it has to be an Asian woman. I mean, this is just crazy. But the DNC quickly came under fire for not giving the full amount it had received from Weinstein over the years to groups other than Democrats. Did we check the registration of all the women that he sexually assaulted and groped? Are they all Democrats? The DNC response to Harvey Weinstein's matter is shockingly bad, even by Washington standards, said Alexander Schmidt, executive director for the Republican opposition firm America Rising, donating a mere 10% of the entire Weinstein contribution to another left-leaning political action committee. It's just embarrassing. Nearly a dozen Democrat senators have said that they will donate Weinstein's contributions to nonprofit groups to help women who have been victims of abuse. That makes sense. Brain surgeons. The allegations in the New York Times report are deeply troubling. DNC communications director, I can't even pronounce the person's name, told The Hill, maybe they just put it up there and make it hard for me to pronounce. The Democratic Party condemns all four. I'm serious. Look at the, did you see that name?
I don't know how to tell you to pronounce it either.
There is no, I'm telling you, they do that just to play with you.
I think it's a Japanese name.
Yeah. The Democratic Party condemns all forms of sexual harassment and assault. We hope that the, especially when they're caught, we hope that the Republicans will do the same as we mark 1 year since the release of a tape showing President Trump bragging about sexually assaulting women. Hey, listen, he did it. He got caught doing it. And people around him in the Hollywood world covered it up. How do you constantly try to equate one to the other? President Clinton did sexually assault women. He had to pay some of them off to go away. He had women picked up by troopers. Where is it, Arkansas? Is that where he was president? Where was he governor? Arkansas, right? He had Arkansas state troopers who actually admitted to it. They picked up women for him and took them to him. Yeah, the governor would like to see you, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that's right. I mean, disgusting. Right? God, they make me nuts. Constantly trying to equate one to the other. Well, he did it. Well, bullpuckies. It doesn't matter what he, she, or them did. What are you doing to fix it? Get above it for once. Oh, this is like you're constantly playing referee in a kid's schoolyard. He said, she said. He took the ball from me. No, I had the ball first. No, he took the, those were my shoes. No, that was my toy. I saw it first. It's like, are you guys serious? What's that show that we've watched, the Survivor, right?
Designated Survivor.
The problem with it, at first I thought I was going to like it because I'm going, oh, wow, and I don't want anybody to die. Don't get me wrong. They all get wiped out, and we get to start clean. Except that they had to go into the whole dark shadow government thing, and even though Congress was totally wiped out, the dark shadow government still existed. Because why?
That's who wiped them out.
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was ISIS. It was a terrorism group. Seriously. But they saw it as a reason, as a way to jump in. I thought that was great. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Be back in a few minutes. We're going to talk about that toxic masculinity that brought on the Las Vegas shooting. We'll be back in a minute.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media.
at home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. And in the final stretch, there will be a pop quiz at the end of the show. Not like the one from the other night where the kids were given that quiz about where you stood sexually. I don't care. I don't know. I don't care. Don't send me an email. I'm not interested. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Somebody... I guess, who's this Eminem? I mean, he's been around forever, right? He shouldn't be Eminem now. He should be like melted chocolate or something. He's been around for so long. Eminem just roasted the Donald, right? Which I think is really hilarious. This is the same young man, young piece of work, that talked about beating women and having sex with his mom. It was one of his first hits, right? Which just... But he's an artiste. See, these people in Hollywood always makes everything they do is fine because it's artistic. He's an artiste, right? Doesn't matter what they say in these rap songs and none of that stuff. They don't care. They hide under the banner. But I'm going to start drawing pictures. And I'll draw some pretty nasty ones and I'll just say, what's the problem? I'm an artiste. Right? They'll still come after me, you know that. Anyway, I was reading some, again, go over to Campus Reform. They're putting some new stuff up right now. Antifa students shut down a college Republican event. Of course, because you have to. Right? We don't want to hear anything that might make sense that could give us something to think about. We don't want that at all. You know, it's one thing. If they hear it, they still don't agree. And they have an open conversation with you as to why they don't agree. They don't even have to explain it. I'm not suggesting that. I'd love to know why, though. I'd love to talk with them. No. They don't have to explain anything, and they don't have to listen. And you just have to deal with it, or you're a hater of some kind. I don't know what kind, but some kind, I'm sure. So Columbia College Chicago professor recently, of Chicago figures, posted a tweet suggesting that toxic masculinity is to blame for the recent mass shooting in Las Vegas. Of course it is. Everything masculine is bad. Don't you know that? Let's get over it. Men, get over yourselves. You're bad. You're just bad. Masculine toxicity. Just amazing. Or, I'm sorry, toxic masculinity. Now, last week, shortly after the horrific shooting in Las Vegas, philosophy professor Stephen Osma tweeted a link to an op-ed that he had written for the Aeon in 2016, arguing that toxic masculinity fuels mass shootings. So that's right. So every male, every like hardcore G.I. Joe shoot 'em up kind of male is looking to kill people. Don't you know that? And we make the broad sweeping statements. We're the ones that are whacked. Asma remarked in a tweet, apparently attributing the murder's motives to the toxic masculinity. The facts of toxic masculinity are rarely discussed after mass shootings. We never talk about mental health after mass shootings. What are you guys afraid of? You might fit some of the guidelines for being mentally incompetent. You never talk about that part of it. The facts of toxic masculinity are barely discussed after mass shootings as we beat the usual drum of gun control and mental health, but consider the bigger evolutionary picture. Well, gee, if it's evolutionary there, Professor, then leave it alone. Let it go. It's the way it's supposed to play out, my friend. Asma writes in the op-ed, social life requires the domestication of men. Males must transform from little tyrants competing for females to selfless bodyguards and potential providers. Asma then asserts that if a man is unable to obtain a partner, he remains emotionally juvenile. Aggressively impulsive, self-serving, and potentially violent. He may even take up a disdainful hostility towards domestication itself. See, if you don't domesticate your male early, he could end up shooting people in Las Vegas. And this guy gets paid. This guy went to Kalaji, and he gets paid for this. He even asserts that Islam and Christianity should have part of the blame, because both religions advocate for sexual abstinence before marriage. Oh, that's terrible. Terrible thing to ask for. They're over-educated. They're so over-educated that they can't find logic. They can't find just simple, old-fashioned logic to save their butts. Islam and Christianity have played an important role in domestication their respective male populations, but at a cost, he writes, religion tries to manage the eros for the sake of social harmony, but it does so indirectly by demonizing the desire and the body. So everything the body wants to do is okay. Is that what you're saying, Professor? Because there's all kinds of stuff that people want to do to you at this point. Is that okay? I mean, this sounds how stupid you sound. Aesthetic repressions without creative outlet often increase. Well, you know what? Weinstein found a creative outlet. Why don't you get together with him? often increase violent energy, he claims, revenge fantasies and righteous religious narratives that glorify suffering help justify the punishment of everyone who's successful. You know, that's the thing about religion I always get a kick out of. People, you ever notice that people who don't practice religion, people don't really, they don't really study. They kind of read and come to their own conclusions when it comes to religious scripture. Those are always the ones talking about how bad religion is. They've never lived it. They don't live it out. Very few cases they do. They don't really study it, but they're going to tell you what's wrong with it. I always found that to be amazing. Right? And those are the same people that will tell me I can't talk about women's issues because I'm not a woman. I don't have a uterus. Doesn't matter what I identify. Now, I wonder if I identified as a woman if they'd let me talk about abortion. Maybe we could do that. We have a different night of the week. I'll identify differently. Or how am I going to do the black thing? I'll have to get Corey on. Maybe he'll let me borrow his blackness. Anyway. Or I could do what that Rachel girl did. I'll just identify. Right? I'll use her as an example. I'll Dolanize them. How's that? Dolanzer them. That's right. Asma hedged when asked to clarify his apparent claim that Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock's actions could be explained by the op-ed, however, telling Campus Reform that it seems too early to say what Paddock's exact motivations were, even though he said in his earlier article that Paddock's motivations were because of his toxic masculinity. Right? I mean, it's real. Look at, when you're talking to a group of young minds that just think you're wonderful, you're a professor, you're a college professor, you must be smarter than all get out. Now, there's some pretty dumb professors. Just because you're book smart doesn't mean you're street smart. Just because you're book smart doesn't mean you have common sense. Seriously. You ever want to see the difference between book smarts and common sense and or how real life plays out? Take flying lessons, just a couple. Because there's a whole book, and I'm sure there's other places, but to me, I can relate to this. Because you can read in a book about flying. You can read in a book on how, you know, I happen to have my helicopter pilot's license. And, you know, I hate written exams. I hate doing anything written. I want to get my hands on the stuff. But you see the difference between book smarts and actually getting in that thing and using it the way you're supposed to. And seeing how those controls actually work. And seeing really what happens when you get into situations that the book only talks about. You don't know for real what's going to happen. I remember, oh, God, here we go, how old I am, right? I remember getting thrown out of a compact server class. Now, some of you might remember compact computers. Tammy's laughing because most of them are disintegrated by now. But I remember going to a class because I was in the technology world and had to install servers. And I remember going to the class after I'd already been doing it for a couple of years. The company I worked for said, you got to get certified now. Because if you don't get certified, we can't get paid, yada, 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 whatever, whatever. Anyway, we're a third into the class, and myself and my friend, who I know listens to the show from time to time, moved from California to Illinois. Both of us, we raise our hands and goes, it doesn't work that way. Right? You got these two professors up there. They read the book. They know this backward and forward. And as long as they're in a lab and they're doing it in a controlled environment, it works exactly like that. But when you get it in the real world and you've got 100 people log on to it within minutes and something in the real world goes bad or the download speed isn't fast enough to get the file the way you need it, or it doesn't work that way in the real world there, Lester. You know, and we got thrown out of class. We weren't even being argumentative. He must have been a hardcore Obama Democrat. Obama wasn't even around at the time. But they didn't want to hear what I think the other guy had 3 years in the field. I had 5 years in the field. They didn't want to hear what our 8 years in the field told us about that product, that server, and how that software installed in on that server. Even though other guys, other cowards, after the class, they must have been Republicans, other cowards after the class told us, you know, you guys were right. That is how it works in the field. They could have raised their hand. We weren't allowed to go to any more classes afterward. Go figure. Hey, I'm Double C, your host, tomorrow night, Andrea Kay. She's guest hosting. Show her the love, people. Seriously, don't send her donuts. She doesn't need any donuts, and I'm not making fun of her weight, but she doesn't need any more donuts. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of the Genesis Communication Network. Find everything you want to know about the show. Give me your money at therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.